Connecticut lawmakers authorized the project in 2008 after it was discovered that one of the convicted murderers in the Cheshire home invasion case had been granted parole by a judge who didn't have all of the information on him. The new system would allow for the sharing of information between 11 agencies within Connecticut's criminal justice community. The state signed a contract in 2011 with an outside computer company owned by Xerox to build it. In January, following a whistleblower complaint, Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson and state auditors began looking into the board that's overseeing the project. In addition to management problems, the report says the board didn't have the technical, business, and leadership skills to effectively and efficiently manage the project. Michael Lawler, the governor's criminal justice advisor, says getting this project together has been no easy task.
There have been some problems just in terms of the team that's been working on this. Sometimes not the best diplomatic skills kind of get in the way of making progress, but all of those things have been addressed starting back in June.
Lawler says there was a state bonding allocation of $23 million to pay for the project, and so far they've spent $14 million. He says it's possible the project will cost more than the allocation and will be completed after the target date of next November. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.